الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel Alhamdulillah I'm quite excited that we have brought another beautiful program on Madani Channel which is regarding Hajj Yes, we have tried to make Hajj easy for you and inshallah in this program Hajj made easy today you are going to learn the very important tips inshallah from a learned scholar a very experienced personality none other than Rukne Shura Maulana Abdul Habib Attari who has himself been to Hajj many a times and inshallah he will share his experiences with you so the Islamic brothers you have to be with us from start till end with all good intentions my Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatumul Aliyah gives us a mindset that whatever good action you're going to perform always remember to make good intentions I make an intention that inshallah we'll deliver this silsila this program for the benefit of the ummah for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and you can make an intention that you will be with us from start till end and inshallah with utmost concentration you will be watching this program and if you've got pen and paper please note down the important tips you're going to get today inshallah let's move to one of the beautiful personalities inshallah none other than Haji Abdul Habib Attari assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh
wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh
hi sir how are you doing
alhamdulillah
first of all I would like to take this opportunity to thank you jazakallahu khaira you have taken a very precious time out in order to benefit the ummah across the globe inshallah
actually topic is very beautiful and we always enjoy when we discuss about the Makkah and Madinah Munawwara and in this silsila inshallah we'll talk about the beautiful journey that's why inshallah I'm also happy like you
mashallah mashallah before we proceed towards Hajj one very important question I would like to pose that you have been to the world right many countries and many you see the dream cities across the globe the people they want to be there they want to see there and yes you mashallah go quite often to Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Nabi what can you talk about the difference you have seen and what message you would like to give across
speechless
Allahu Akbar
Makkah Pak and Madina Munawwara there is no comparison all around the world I've been in all around the world I saw different parts of the world and I've been there in Europe in UK in America in Canada we can say in Africa but Makkah Pak and Madina Munawwara subhanallah beautiful places and when you see the countries and cities beautiful cities then you think that okay I already seen this so go to next journey go to next destination but whenever you go in Makkah Pak and Madina Munawwara even the 100,000 times every time you want to go again and again as Ala Hazrat said sharbate deed ne ek aag lagayi dil mein tapashe dil ko badhaya hai bujhne na diya so always increasing the love alhamdulillah and if you watch Makkah Pak and Madina Munawwara on screen more and more but when you be in front of Kaaba Musharrafa Allahu Akbar
that's a different experience
not be expressed in the word
subhanallah
actually beautiful environment you feel that mashallah blessings and rahma are showering on Kaaba Musharrafa and Madina Munawwara so and alhamdulillah there are so many ahadees actually Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encourages us to go again and again subhanallah for hajj as we discussing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the haji will intercede for his 400 family members and will be as free from sins as he was on the day he was born look at the blessing 400 sinners of the family will be forgiven because of the haji the holy prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated the haji is forgiven and the one for whom the haji asks forgiveness is also forgiven
so
look at the blessings in that particular journey and subhanallah one in another hadith the summary of hadith rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that one umrah and another umrah the duration between the gap between the umrah the next umrah it means that if anybody performs umrah and the gap between second umrah this gap, whatever sins he did, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala forgive that.
Subhanallah.
So look at the blessings. And for Madinah Munawwara, subhanallah, only one hadith, you know, is the marvelous masterpiece that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'at.
Subhanallah.
Whoever visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's roza, grave, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, I will intercede, I will give him shafa'at on the day of judgment. So look at the promise. So why the lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam don't go, want to go again and again over there? As Ala Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala always encourages us. Ala Hazrat said that Miraj ka sama hai. Kahan pahunche zahiron? Kursi se unchi kursi. Isi paak dar ki hai. Haan haan. Rahe Madina hai ghafil zara to jaag. O paon rakhne wale ye jaag. Chashmo sar ki.
Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, subhanallah. What a beautiful explanation. Definitely, if you are planning to go somewhere across the globe, or you have been to different parts of the world, if you have yet not seen Ka'batullah Sharif, if you have not seen the Rawza-e Rasool sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whatever Haji Sahib has said, I would like to just put in this couplet. Duniya mein ya safran tu banda thak vi te janda hai, banda ak vi te janda hai, bar safar Madine da har bar bada sohna. So no doubt, dear Islamic brothers, whenever you travel across the globe, you may be tired, but whenever you go to Madinatul Nabi, zadah Allahu sharfan wa ta'zima, alhamdulillah, you feel a different experience. So if Hajj is farz upon you, don't delay it, and that's why we are here, to make your Hajj journey easy for you. Haisab, let's go towards our main topic, that is, we are trying to put some tips to the viewers of Madani Channel to make their Hajj easy for them, to make this blessed journey more easy for them to understand what it's all about. So, first of all, what you would like to start with?
First of all, just realize the importance of Hajj, that Hajj is one of the pillars of Islam. It is compulsory for a person who are planning to go for Hajj, that he must learn the knowledge of Hajj, the procedure of Hajj.
No doubt.
And because of that, alhamdulillah, we have beautiful book. Amir al-Sadr wrote a beautiful book, Rafiqul Haraban. First, my suggestion is that please read this book. Alhamdulillah, there is a English translation available. You can download it from dawatislami.net, or you can buy or ask from our staff of Maktabatul Madina. They will provide you. First of all, read this. And second thing, alhamdulillah, we have our Hajj Tarbiyati Ishtimaat on YouTube or on our website.
Training sessions.
Training sessions. Because in this program, we are not training the Hajj. We are not giving the whole training of the Hajj. Just today, we just giving the tips from which the Hajj made easy, inshallah, for them. So whatever we say today, please note down. What we are doing today, that we are not explaining whole Hajj procedure. Just today we try to explain, or we want to give the tips towards the viewers of Madani Channel, that how your Hajj become easy. First suggestion for the viewers of Madani Channel from me, that don't panic. Because if you feel that there is a big problem or
burden
and what happened when I go for Hajj, big rush and difficult. No, nothing difficult. Feel like easy. That you are going in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As in Arabic, Hujjaj called Duyufur Rahman. The guests of Rahman. When we go to somebody's house, we don't feel burdened. And we are not thinking that
what are the arrangements
and what will I eat, and we are not thinking like that, because we know we are guests. Host will do all the things.
Very good.
And
very
now
good.
On Hajj, we are the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why we are feeling burden? Inshallah, go with relax. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do all your arrangements. He will inshallah give you barakat, blessings, and inshallah nothing happen. So if you are in panic, you make more people panic.
Sure.
So that's why if you are relaxed, you will easy, then you help others.
Very good.
Don't be in panic. Inshallah, everything become easy. So it's my experience. I'm telling you that please don't be a panic. It's enjoy. It's the suffer of the travel of Hajj. It's a more blessed journey in your whole life.
Mashallah, mashallah.
Lifetime experience.
Subhanallah. It's a lifetime experience, and you don't need to panic at all. You have to be relaxed, because if you're relaxed, and others will be relaxed. This is a very important tip, because most of the people, when they are going to Hajj, they take burden on them and they get stressed. out because it's a different journey and they're thinking too much what's going to happen. It's a really a very hard physical exercise. That's why some people panic. But the very first and important point is don't panic because you're the guest of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and He'll take care of you. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we'll just move one step further from this. First of all, that we have to buy the book, which is important, and that is also available on the website of Dawat Islami, which is also available from the bookstores, you said. Then you said that the attitude should be positive and it should be encouraging and we don't need to panic.
Must watch the Hajj Tarbiyati Ijtima, which already done on Madani Channel, and it is available on YouTube or some video or website of Dawat Islami. And also we have one beautiful application, so the brothers will download in their mobile.
حج و عمرہ پہ جانے والوں مدینے کے طلبگاروں کے لیے خوشخبری الحمدللہ عزوجل دعوت اسلامی کی مجلس آئی ٹی آپ کے لیے پیش کر رہی ہے ایک ایسا معلومات کا خزانہ جو آپ آسانی کے ساتھ اس مبارک سفر میں ہر وقت اپنے ساتھ رکھ سکتے ہیں حج و عمرہ اپلیکیشن
سو اف دی اپلیکیشن ود یو آل دی ٹائم اٹ از آلسو ان انگلش سو آل رفیق الحرمین بک ان انگلش اینڈ ماشاءاللہ واٹ وی ڈڈ الحمدللہ for the Hujjaj and for the pilgrims, that when you go to Makkah Mukarrama in front of Kaaba and you forget all the things that how and from where to start the tawaf, then open your application. The method of tawaf is there. Just click the button. Inshallah, we'll show you, this application will show you the procedure of tawaf on video.
So it means Dawat Islami has already made Hajj easy.
Hajj easy. Yes, already. It's already made Hajj easy. And not only for tawaf, from Ihram, if you want to wear ihram and you forget the method, you click the button on this application, it will show you how to wear ihram.
Very good.
So, inshallah, in this program also we show some clips of that application that become, inshallah, more easier for the viewers.
Yes, mashallah. So, Haisa, first of all, as we've just discussed, just a recap I've given, what is the next important point you would like to share?
Yeah, what my suggestion now for the viewers that try to buy a strong bag.
Yeah, reliable and durable.
Reliable, durable bag, because sometimes people buy not reliable or not very durable bag. Sometimes bag gets broken in the journey, during the journey, and whole journey is difficult. So try to buy a durable bag.
Durable and reliable.
And more good that you have a bag with the trolley, tires,
the wheels.
It's more easy to carry. And then when you want to buy ihram, so if you are buying from any shop, take the ihram and wear over there.
Right.
Check your because some ihrams are not for your size. And if you buy it, and then when you wear at the time of travel, it's difficult for you because if it's not on your size, then you feel difficult.
It's always good to try.
And try to buy two ihram, one for cotton and one for towel, and make a combination of that. That one shawl,
the upper shawl should be
on
cotton.
Be a towel for towel.
Okay. For the...
And the lower shawl is for cotton. So cotton one is easy to wear as a tahban, as a lower shawl, and upper shawl buy for towel, because if you sweat, so the towel one will absorb your sweat and you feel easy. So it's this combination is good for ihrams. The another tip is that buy a durable and soft sleepers, and because in the state of ihram we must wear a specific sleepers. So let's see the specification or the example or sample of sleepers. So when you buy this, try to check after wearing this.
Yeah. Okay.
When you buy this, try to check it at the shop, or if you wear it, try to walk with it. Because if you don't feel comfortable there, so change it. Otherwise, if the sleepers are not comfortable with you, then maybe you feel
uncomfortable
there. And if these sleepers are okay for you, then buy two or three pairs. Because if one of your sleepers, it could be lost or broken, then you have another pair. Because there, it's difficult to find the sleepers which are comfortable with you. So that's why try to buy a sleepers. And my suggestion is that wear your lower shawl, especially for ihram. Let's move towards the video in which we explain the method of wearing ihram. So after that, inshallah, I say something more.
The Islamic brothers, let's watch the method of ihram.
La میرے میٹھے اور پیارے اسلامی بھائیوں، اب آپ کو احرام باندھنے کا طریقہ سکھاتے ہیں۔ احرام میں اوپر کی جو چادر ہے وہ تولیے کی ہو اور جو تہبند ہے وہ لٹھے کا۔ اب یہ باندھنا کیسے ہے؟ یاد رہے، احرام جب آپ باندھیں گے جسم پر کوئی اور لباس نہیں ہوگا، نہ سر پر ٹوپی یا امامہ ہوگا۔ اب یہ چادر احرام کی کس طرح باندھی جائے گی؟ یہ آپ تمام بل اس کی ختم کر لیں، ان دونوں کناروں کو آپس میں ملا لیں اور اگلا والا جو کنارہ ہے اس کو تھوڑا سا کپڑے کو زیادہ رکھیں۔ اب اس حصے کو جتنا آپ نے ٹائٹ کرنا ہے اتنا ٹائٹ کر لیں۔ اس کے بعد آپ یہاں لے کر آئیے اور اب ان دونوں کناروں کو پھر ملا کر آپ اس طرف لے آئیے۔ اب اس کے بعد جتنا آپ نے ٹائٹ کرنا ہے اتنے آپ بل دے دیجیے۔ آپ دیکھ سکتے ہیں کہ اب یہ احرام آپ کا بالکل ٹائٹ ہو چکا ہے۔ اس طرح باندھنے کی برکت سے آپ کا ستر بھی محفوظ رہے گا، احرام بھی نہیں کھلے گا، اور اب بیلٹ کی بھی حاجت نہیں۔ تولیے کا جو احرام اوپر ہو اس کی سائز ضرور چیک کر لیجیے گا کہ اس سائز کیا ہونی چاہیے۔ سائز ناپنے کا طریقہ یہ ہے کہ آپ احرام پہن کر چیک کر لیں کہ آپ کے سائز کے مطابق ہے، اور اس کا جو آخری سرا ہے یہ گھوم کر اس طرف آ جائے۔ اگر یہ اس طرف آ جائے گا تو اب آپ کو رکوع میں اور سجود میں آسانی رہے گی، احرام بار بار ڈھلکے گا نہیں۔ After that, mashallah, after watching this video, try to, you know, make your ihram like this again and again. Wear your ihram, then open, then wear,
try
then
again
try
and
again and again. Because for the men, it's big question mark that how to wear ihram and how to take care of it.
Because people are not used to it, they have to.
And because of that, they feel, you know, uncomfortable and they try to get rid of ihram. And it's not good because ihram is a blessing. All life we are praying in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah give us chance to wear ihram. And when we wear ihram, we try to, you know, free from ihram.
We try to remove it.
Yeah, remove it very quick. So if you wear ihram and feel comfortable in your home, my suggestion is that wear your ihram and sleep whole night in your room. Then you feel free. If you are friendly with ihram, then you enjoy your all travel. Then you are not in a hurry to perform Umrah fast and
remove your
ihram. So yeah. Inshallah, if you are comfortable with your ihram, if you are comfortable with your slippers in your country,
Umrah and Hajj,
inshallah, become easy.
Mashallah, mashallah. Beautiful, dear Islamic brothers, the very important bit what we have learned is to try ihram beforehand at home and try to get used to it, because that's very much important to get used to it, and inshallah it will make your Hajj and Umrah easy. So for up to now we have come to the step of ihram. So we have just we did try at home. Now it's the time to actually go to such a blessed journey which we have always been dreaming, mashallah, and now the time has just been closed. Now what we have to do, right, it's the day of our flight,
mashallah. If your flight is directly towards Jeddah from your country, then if you want to wear your ihram at your home, it's okay. Otherwise, wear your ihram at airport. And before the wearing of ihram, there are some procedures and sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you can read in book, and like you make bath before ihram, remove your unnecessary hair, and so many things. And this is written in Rafiqul Haramain. So after wearing the ihram, the main thing is that where to make intention, from where, it's very important. And one more thing, that for which purpose you are making intention, for Umrah or for Hajj, I will explain it in brief. But before make intention, the main thing is if you are going via another country, like if you are in London,
there's a transit
flight, you are going to Dubai or Oman and then you fly towards Jeddah, so do not wear your ihram at your home. Because the restrictions of ihram will be imposed at the time when you make intention. So Means if you are going towards from London towards Dubai and then Dubai to Jeddah, so do not make your ihram or do not wear your ihram at London airport.
Or at least don't make intention.
Don't make intention. When your another flight towards Jeddah, means your last destination is Jeddah, then wear your ihram before that flight.
And make your intention.
No, make your intention when the aircraft will take off.
Okay.
And because if you make intention at the airport, and your flight becomes 12 hours late,
yes,
then your restrictions are already started. So this is, you know, the words, and this is the Madani flower for experience.
Yeah, very good. MashaAllah. I said you're talking about restrictions. What kind of restrictions are imposed during the ihram? I'm not saying exactly because we don't have that detailed time. We cannot cover everything. But few of them, if you can share.
If you make your intention, the restrictions are imposed like you can't use your perfume. You can't cut your hair, you can't cut your nails, and you're not allowed to wear stitched clothes. So means there are so many restrictions, but mostly like this. So be aware that when you make intentions, so not any cloth or not any stitched cloth on your body. Sometimes Islamic brothers forget to remove and they wear the ihram over the undergarment. So be careful, wear your ihram without undergarments. Okay, and these are some of, you know, restrictions. Okay, so when you make intention, which type of intention you made is a very important question.
The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, this point I did stop Haji Sahab here for a bit because I want your concentration. Many of the Hujjaj even don't know what are the types and kinds. This is what's going to be explained. Why did I stop you? Because the audience, the viewers of Madani Channel, they'll be surprised. Are there different types of Hajj, Haji Sahab?
Yes, Alhamdulillah. In Ahadith, there is an explanation of these type of Hajj. Means one is Hajj-e Tabattu, second is Hajj-e Qiran, and third is Hajj-e Ifrat. And what is the difference in these three Hajj? Hajj-e Qiran is more blessed because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed one Hajj in his blessed life, which is Hajj-e Qiran.
Allah.
It is blessed Hajj, but Hajj-e Qiran is not easy. Means if you want to make Hajj-e Qiran, you must make intention of Umrah and Hajj together. When you reach Makkah Mukarramah, and you perform Umrah, do not remove your ihram. Your restriction is going on till the end of Hajj. So it means Umrah and Hajj together with one ihram.
That's called Hajj-e Qiran.
Hajj-e Qiran. Okay. The second Hajj is Hajj-e Tabattu. It's easiest Hajj. Because when you reach Makkah Mukarramah, do your Umrah and remove your ihram. And enjoy your life. Everything will allow.
When the days of Hajj will come,
then you can make again your ihram and intention of Hajj from Makkah Park. Then the restrictions will be imposed.
Okay.
And almost majority of Hujjaj doing that type of Hajj.
Okay. Tamattu. Hajj tamattu.
And the meaning of tamattu is ease.
Okay.
And it is our topic today.
MashaAllah.
And the third type of Hajj is Hajj Ifrat. Hajj Ifrat actually is directly Hajj. You made intention of Hajj. And when you start your ihram, make the intention of ihram, the restrictions of ihram start and it will continue till the end of Hajj.
All right.
So it's called Hajj Ifrat. So these are three types. So now realize and think about that which type of Hajj you want to do. So in aircraft or at airport, when you're going to make intention, so be careful. If you made an intention of Hajj directly, so it will be Hajj-e-Ifrat. So if you do the niyat of Hajj-e-Ifrat or just Hajj, it's become Hajj-e-Ifrat. And restrictions will be continued until the finishing your Hajj, until the day of finishing of your Hajj. It means it's very difficult. So be careful. So what you do that, make intention of Umrah first, and then do your Umrah in Makkah Mukarramah, and after that, when the Hajj days come, you will make again.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. I said, but the one who is just going very close to the days of Hajj, for example, it's maybe tomorrow the days of Hajj are starting, and we've got a flight today, so then what type of Hajj will we be doing?
There are two type of Hajj he will do easily. That one is Hajj Ifrad and another one is Hajj Qiran. Hajj Qiran is quite difficult, but it's more blessed. So my suggestion is that if you are going first time for Hajj, so do Hajj-e Tabattu, and then for the next time. So after first journey, when you are experienced, then easy to do Hajj Ikram, because you are, you know, aware for restrictions of Ihram, and you can handle your Ihram and the restrictions. And one more important thing, because the Hajj Ikram is together Umrah and Hajj, that's why if you do something wrong or you break the restrictions, one of any restrictions, so the sadaqah or the punishment will be double. So that's why, so be careful about Hajj Ikram. Yes, it's more blessed if you are able to handle your Ihram, if you are able to obey the restrictions, then do Hajj Ikram and get more blessings.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So dear Islamic brothers, MashaAllah, we've learned about the types of Hajj, beautifully explained. I said, okay, we have just started our journey now, we are in the plane, right? What is the next step?
Let's move in the plane, because we have an animated clip for plane and how to make intention. So let's move towards our, and it's also the, we can say the introduction of our application also.
The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, let's watch the video.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahi walhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك.
میرے میٹھے میٹھے اور پیارے پیارے اسلامی بھائی، اب جہاز میں سوار ہونے کا وقت ہے. جہاز کے اندر جا کر انشاءاللہ سواری کی دعا بھی پڑھیں گے اور انشاءاللہ احرام کی نیت بھی وقت مناسب پر کریں گے. آئیے اب جہاز کے اندر چلتے ہیں. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ
وسلم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. سبحان الذی سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين وإنا إلى ربنا لمنقلبون. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. میرے میٹھے میٹھے اور پیارے پیارے اسلامی بھائی، اس سفر میں ایک کتاب سارے سفر کی ساتھی، اور اس کتاب کا نام بھی رفیق الحرمین ہے. شیخ طریقت امیر اہل سنت نے اس کتاب کے آخری صفحے پر ایک بڑی پیاری دعا تحریر فرمائی ہے، اور یہ دعا ہوائی جہاز کے گرنے اور جلنے سے امن میں رہنے کی دعا ہے. آئیے اس دعا کو پڑھتے ہیں اور اس کا ترجمہ بھی سنتے ہیں.
اللہم انی اعوذ بک من الہدم واعوذ بک من التردی واعوذ بک من الغرق والحرق والہرم واعوذ بک ان یتخبطنی الشیطان عند الموت واعوذ بک ان اموت فی سبیلک مدبرا واعوذ بک ان اموت لدیغا.
ترجمہ: یا اللہ، میں تیری پناہ چاہتا ہوں عمارت گرنے سے، اور تیری پناہ چاہتا ہوں بلندی سے گرنے، اور تیری پناہ چاہتا ہوں ڈوبنے جلنے اور بڑھاپے سے، اور تیری پناہ طلب کرتا ہوں اس سے کہ شیطان مجھے موت کے وقت وسوسے دے، اور تیری پناہ چاہتا ہوں اس سے کہ تیری راہ میں پیٹ پھیرتا مر جاؤں، اور تیری پناہ چاہتا ہوں اس سے کہ سانپ کے ڈسنے سے انتقال کروں.
میٹھے اور پیارے اسلامی بھائیوں، اب وقت ہوا ہے احرام کی نیت کرنے کا. حج کی تین اقسام ہیں: حج قران، حج تمتو اور حج افراد. اگر آپ حج قران کر رہے ہیں تو آپ نے اب نیت کرنی ہے عمرے اور حج دونوں کی.
اللهم انی اريد العمرة والحج فيسرهما لي وتقبلهما مني، نويت العمرة والحج واحرمت بهما مخلصا لله تعالى.
اے اللہ عز و جل، میں عمرہ اور حج دونوں کا ارادہ کرتا ہوں، تو انہیں میرے لیے آسان کر دے اور انہیں میری طرف سے قبول فرما. میں نے عمرہ اور حج دونوں کی نیت کی اور خالصتاً اللہ عز و جل کے لیے ان دونوں کا احرام باندھا.
رفیق الحرمین میں ان تینوں حج کی نیت تحریر کی ہوئی ہیں. اگر آپ حج تمتع کر رہے ہیں تو یاد رہے آپ نے فقط
عمرے کی نیت کرنی ہے.
یاد رہے آپ کا عمرہ مکمل ہونے کے بعد حج تمتع کرنے والے 7 یا 8 ذوالحجہ کو منیٰ جانے سے پہلے حج کی نیت کریں گے.
اللهم انی اريد العمرة فيسرها لي وتقبلها مني وتقبلها مني واعني عليها وبارك لي فيها نويت العمرة واحرمت بها لله تعالى.
اے اللہ عز و جل میں عمرے کا ارادہ کرتا ہوں، میرے لیے اسے آسان اور اسے میری طرف سے قبول فرما اور اسے ادا کرنے میں میری مدد فرما اور اسے میرے لیے بابرکت فرما. میں نے عمرے کی نیت کی اور اللہ عز و جل کے لیے اس کا احرام باندھا.
اور اگر آپ حج افراد کر رہے ہیں تو آپ نے حج کی نیت کرنی ہے.
اللهم اني اريد الحج فيسره لي وتقبله مني وتقبله مني واعني عليه وبارك لي فيه نويت الحج واحرمت به لله تعالى.
اے اللہ عز و جل میں حج کا ارادہ کرتا ہوں، اس کو تو میرے لیے آسان کر دے اور اسے مجھ سے قبول فرما اور اس میں میری مدد فرما اور اسے میرے لیے بابرکت فرما. میں نے حج کی نیت کی اور اللہ عز و جل کے لیے اس کا احرام باندھا.
میرے میٹھے اور پیارے اسلامی بھائیوں، خواہ عمرے کی نیت کریں یا حج کی یا حج قران کی، تینوں صورتوں میں نیت کے بعد کم از کم ایک بار لبیک کہنا ضروری ہے اور 3 بار کہنا افضل ہے. لبیک یہ ہے،
لبیک اللہم لبیک، لبیک لا شریک لک لبیک، ان الحمد والنعمت لک والملک لا شریک لک، لبیک اللہم لبیک، لبیک لا شریک لک لبیک، ان الحمد والنعمت لک والملک لا شریک لک.
3 بار لبیک پڑھنے کے بعد اب یہ وقت ہے دعا کا. نبی پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کا فرمان ہے، جب لبیک کہنے والا لبیک کہتا ہے تو اسے خوشخبری دی جاتی ہے. عرض کی گئی، یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، کیا جنت کی خوشخبری دی جاتی ہے؟ ارشاد فرمایا، ہاں اے میرے میٹھے اور پیارے اسلامی بھائیوں، اب لبیک پڑھ چکے تو خوب دعا کیجیے. حدیث پاک میں آتا ہے کہ نبی پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام جب لبیک سے فارغ ہوتے تو اللہ سے اس کی خوشنودی اور جنت کا سوال کرتے اور جہنم سے پناہ مانگتے. آپ بھی خوب گرگڑا گرگڑا کر لبیک کے بعد اپنے رب کے حضور دعا کیجیے.
یا خدا تجھ سے میری دعا ہے، یا خدا تجھ سے میری دعا ہے، یا خدا تجھ سے میری دعا.
یاد رہے کہ اب احرام کی پابندیاں شروع ہو چکی ہیں. اب پاکستان کے شہر باب المدینہ کراچی سے اگر آپ جدہ شریف جا رہے ہیں، تقریباً 4 گھنٹے کا سفر ہے. اب آپ آرام سے بیٹھیے، نگاہوں کی حفاظت بھی کیجیے، مگر چند احتیاطیں جہاز میں بھی ضروری ہیں. عموماً جب جہاز میں کھانا پیش کیا جاتا ہے تو اس میں ایک ایسا ٹشو پیپر بھی ہوتا ہے جس میں پرفیوم لگا ہوتا ہے، خوشبو لگی ہوتی ہے. اب چونکہ ہماری احرام کی پابندیاں شروع ہو چکی ہیں، ہم نے پرفیوم والا ٹشو استعمال نہیں کرنا. اسی طرح میرے میٹھے اسلامی بھائیوں، پورا سفر گزارے کیسے؟ اب آپ کا سب سے افضل وظیفہ لبیک ہے. راستے بھر لبیک کی تکرار کیجیے. ذرا باہر دیکھیے تو صحیح، قدرت کے کیسے نظارے ہیں. ہزاروں فٹ کی بلندی پر یہ بادلوں کے مناظر، یہ آسمان کا اتنا نظر آنا، یقیناً یہ اللہ کی قدرت کے نظارے ہیں. ان نظاروں کو دیکھ کر بھی سبحان اللہ وبحمدہ، سبحان اللہ العظیم پڑھتے چلے جائیے، اللہ کا ذکر کیجیے. میرا مشورہ ہے کہ جہاز کے سفر میں رفیق الحرمین جتنا ہو سکے مطالعہ کر لیجیے، آپ کو بڑا فائدہ.
After the intention, one more important thing, that now your restrictions started. Okay, ihram's restrictions started. So be careful about perfume. Sometimes aircraft staff, when they distributing the meals, they serve with meals fragrant or perfumed tissue. So be careful about that, because now you are in a state of ihram. So do not open this, because it's totally perfumed. So if your whole hand become perfumed or fragrant, then maybe a biggest expiation means a kafara like dam, it will, you know, imposed on you. So be careful about all it all travel about the perfume, and especially in the aircraft, because now you are in the state of ihram. So this is the more important. And then mashallah, now your aircraft reached to Jeddah airport. Mashallah, our journey started and now we landed at Jeddah airport. So the main thing is that this is a travel of sabr, patience, tolerance, politeness, humbleness. We are going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for our sins will be forgiven. So if we are, you know, in angry mood, or if we are in a fighting mood, because sometimes long queues, everybody in tiredness, sometimes people fight there. So do not do like that. If there are big queue, sit anywhere and start your tasbih, make tasbih, zikrullah, durud-e pak, and take your time more precious, make your time more precious.
That's a very beautiful point, mashallah. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, this point is very much important. I would like to emphasize, people, they take luggage when they go, they take baggage when they go, because they are traveling for many days and they want to make sure, I've got enough clothing, I've got enough shoes, and I've got each and everything which is required and necessary to go for our travel. But the best baggage to take to the Hajj and Umrah is taqwa. This is the baggage we need with us. Nice softness, politeness, tolerance. These are the things we must take with us, and zawq, right? And the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam, love of that beautiful journey. This is more important. We are going there to earn deeds. May it not happen, we end up getting sins. MashaAllah, it's a very beautiful point. So we have to be very much tolerant, because that is the journey of patience.
Because there are too much rush over there, so many big crowd. So be patient. Bus may come late.
Yes.
The big queues. So calm. Now you are in the journey of Hajj, in the journey of blessings. So recite as much as durud as you can, and tasbih and Quran. And one of the most blessed tasbih for muhrim, which already in a state of ihram, is labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika.
Keep reciting.
Keep reciting more and more labbaik. So inshallah, when you reach Makkah Park, do not try to go directly for Haram Park. Take some rest.
Go to your hotel. Put your luggage.
Yes. And if you are, you know, comfortable in ihram, then you become easy. You go in your hotel. If you are in tired, because obviously you are tired now, because the big travel, airport, and that airport from Makkah Park. So take rest. So don't panic. Go in your room and relax over there, and then be fresh. Now after fresh wuzu, fresh ablution, go towards Haram Park. And now, inshallah, make your tawaf.
I said, what is the experience? The very first sight when you put on Kaabatullah Sharif.
Always Allah. Special. And it's a time of Kabooliyat. Try to make dua, the prayers with your heart.
Any best dua you would like to suggest to the viewers?
Allah, first dua is Durud-e Paak. And then you make dua that, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever I ask in your court, please accept this.
Subhanallah.
Haath uthte hi bar aaye har mudda'a. Wo duaon mein maula asar chahiye.
We have now entered in Baitullah Sharif, and we have put the very first sight on Kaaba-e Muazzamah. Right? Now, what we have to do?
We are explaining the procedure of Hajj-e Tamattu.
Right.
In Hajj-e Tamattu, first we perform Umrah. For men, it's necessary to leave the right shoulder uncovered. And then they start tawaf.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik labbaik.